Do you know how easy it is to deploy a serverless API with Azure Static Web Apps VS Code extension? Very easy. My name is Aisha Gül. I'm a cloud developer advocate at Microsoft, and I will show you how to deploy your serverless API in minutes. Going to start with a code template from Azure Static Web Apps Learn module. You can find the module at aka.ms/learn/static web app or on GitHub at aka.ms/github/static web app. Once you create your repository from the template, you can clone and download your repo or use CodeSpaces. To learn more about the CodeSpaces, go to aka.ms/github/CodeSpaces. I will be using the CodeSpaces and VS Code Remote Dev container for functions and Node. Whichever you prefer, what we will do to create the API is going to be the same. Once you have your code in VS Code, let's install the dependencies and run the React app. Open up an internal terminal by using the shortcuts Ctrl-Shift-P and selecting Create New Internal Terminal. Change directory by typing cd React app on your terminal. Once you are in the React app folder, you can npm install and run the app with npm run start command. If you're running on your local environment, you can see your app by navigating to localhost at port 3000. If you're using CodeSpaces, it will automatically open a new tab with the code running. As you can see, the products data is not loading. We will write the getProducts API function to get the products data from our serverless backend. Let's rename the API starter folder as API by typing the command getmv for move API starter to API on the root folder. Change directory to API and run func start to run the functions. Oops, says no such command. That means you don't have the functions core tools installed on your machine. There are two ways to add the tools to your local environment. You can install the tools on your machine at aka.ms/download/functions-core-tools, or you can use a remote development container. I will use the container. Ctrl-Shift-P to open the command palette and type in add development container configuration file. From the drop-down options, select More and find the function's node configuration. Now we have a new container configuration. I will need to rebuild to see the changes. Let's go into our API folder again and run the func start command. And voila, it all works. You can see the ports forwarded list for functions on the ports tab as well. None of the functions are running on your local dev environment. We need to deploy them to Azure. Let's start by selecting the subscription we will deploy it to by Ctrl-Shift-P and select subscription. You might need to sign into Azure account if you already haven't. Now I installed Azure Static Web App extension as well as functions extension. I want the JavaScript and TypeScript extensions too. Cool thing about remote dev container is that I can install only the extensions I want for this project and save them to the devcontainer.json. That way, my VS Code is much faster, and when I share this project with you, you can have exactly the same extensions installed. If I'm working on a different machine, still, I have exactly the same settings. Now let's check everything is working. Go into React app folder and run start command to see. Oops, another error. The solution is logged though. We need to run npm rebuild node sass and start the app again. And it all works again. Let's deploy this app as an Azure Static Web App. Ctrl-Shift-P for the command palette and create Static Web App. I will choose advanced options. We are prompted to type in a name for our app, then choose a resource group or create one. If you're not sure what a resource group is, it is very much like a folder to hold all of your related resources together. You can create as many as you want. Then choose free or standards if you like. Choose the project type. I'm deploying the React app, but you can choose to deploy any other framework on this folder. Enter the app location. It is React app folder in my case. Enter a location for function app, which is the API folder. Finally, the location is the closest location to you. I'm going to choose West US 2 because I'm in San Francisco. Now the open actions in GitHub button pops up. Let's see what our actions are doing. I can see all the deployment processes running that I didn't need to worry about. It is all set up for me by Azure Static Web App Extension. This is really making me happy. It is like having a coworker who takes care of all of the continuous deployment processes for you. I can also right-click on my Azure Static App extension to view our app on Azure Portal or on the browser if it's done deploying. You can see the unique URL that the Azure Static Web App created for our app. You can later use your specific domain name for the site. If we click on the URL, we see that everything is deployed and working, except we haven't written the function that gets the products data. Let's go into API folder. We have delete, post, and put API endpoints, and we need to write get products. Again, Control Shift P, or you can use F1 function to for command palette. Choose functions extensions, create function command. Choose HTTP trigger for template because we will respond to an HTTP GET request for products call. Name it products-get for clarity. An authorization level I will choose anonymous for the demo purposes, but you can implement authentication later on. Now we have a new products-get folder under API and a sample function that responds to an HTTP request. Let's look at the functions.json file. This is where we configure our function. As a default, it has two different methods, get and post. We want this function to respond only to requests because we have another function for post requests already. I will delete post and add a route parameter with the value of products. By default, when you create a function for an HTTP trigger, the function is addressable with a route that ends with the function name. Here we are specifying it to be the products instead of products get. Finally, I will change the index.js function logic to get the data from the shared products data file and respond to the request by sending the data as a JSON or send a 500 error message. You won't have to worry about cores when you're publishing to Azure Static Web Apps. Azure Static Web Apps automatically configures your app so it can communicate with your API on Azure using a reverse proxy. But when you're running locally, you need to configure cores to allow your web app and API to communicate. Create a file name api/local.settings.json and add a host cores value to be localhost 3000. Note that the localhost settings.json is ignored in git ignore file, which means that it will not be pushed to your GitHub. This is because you could store your secrets in this file. Since we are signing into Azure Static Web Apps extension, we don't have to worry about our secrets or API endpoints configuration here. Now we can run the API by typing func start in API folder. We have the data coming in from our HTTP request response and filling in the products. Still, the functions are running on our local environment though. We need to deploy it. One other thing I want to show you is how we get an automatic preview URL when we have a pull request to the branch that is automatically deployed in our GitHub actions. Let's check out a new branch called API and commit and push to origin API branch. When we make a pull request to the main branch, CD actions are running a deployment script again. When the deployment is done, you can see the link to the URL with your new branch changes. I mean, come on, this is really cool. Anyone doing a code review can easily see your running code changes too. No more it works in my machine arguments. Okay, now I merge the changes to the main branch and they're automatically deployed to production. This is a lot of automation that I didn't have to worry about writing. Happy deployment to you all.